Sitting up straight. Pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Starting to settle in. The shoulders are back and down. The chest is up and out. The back of the neck is straight. The chin is slightly tucked. Now go ahead and take a super deep breath in. And exhale. Once again, super deep breath in. And exhale. And once again, super deep breath in. And exhale. Okay, so now bring to mind this suffering of yours that you had identified. Now here we're going to really turn towards that suffering. And let the experience of that suffering just wash over you. It's okay to let yourself get a bit upset. See how this really does have a negative effect on you. It has caused anguish and pain, stress. So notice some of the ways that you deal with this suffering. So yeah, sometimes you fight against it, try to control it, try to manage it. Notice what that's like. Notice how sometimes you avoid it. Maybe it makes you avoid certain situations or people. And also see how sometimes you cope with this piece of suffering through self-subjugation or excessive compliance or surrender or resignation, so maybe excessive passivity. And see how you try your best to deal with it, and sometimes you deal with it, and then sometimes you don't. Life is such a mixed bag. Now, here in a moment, we're going to do an exercise where we investigate the ways in which we're in control of this suffering or the situation, and then how we're also not in control. I think it's really important to see both ends of it, but in the seeing your control, you're not supposed to blame yourself or be harsh. That's really important. But so first, let's just investigate how we contribute to how the suffering is perpetuated. There's no judgment here, no harshness, just investigation. Just see this clearly. Sure, you contribute to your own suffering. Everybody does. It's totally normal. And now, notice how the conditions of your life, which you are not in control of, have also brought about this suffering against your will. And here, recognize how you're not in control of this suffering. It's such a strange state of affairs. It's not your fault. You're not totally in control. Yet, it's incumbent on you to deal with it. It's really a bit strange. Good. Now step back from this and see both parts. See both the ways in which you're in control and in the ways that you're not in control. See if you can see both of those aspects at the same time. Okay, and now go back and kind of refresh what it is that we're working on. So bring up this piece of suffering that you're examining. And now recognize how common this is. This affects so many others. Others really suffer, just like you really suffer with this. Now, fully recognize that. And feel into this recognition of others' suffering that's so similar to yours. And this is not hard for you to do, right? You know your own suffering, and it's very similar for others. And now imagine that these others recognize this suffering in you. And again, it's not hard for them to do either. That's right. Good. Now we're going to move into the kind of more standard Tonglen practice. So, and probably the way to do this is to keep focusing on this type of suffering, but see how this affects so many others. And then on the in-breath, either you recognize and attune, or you can imagine taking in their suffering. And on the out-breath, send them peace, relief, etc. Let's start with the formal Tonglen practice now. We'll go for maybe 15 minutes. And it can be helpful to add a verbalization. So maybe on the in-breath, maybe recognizing your suffering or taking in your suffering. Then on the out-breath, giving away all my peace, or whatever verbalization works for you. Just keep going, doing your best, knowing that this can be a bit messy. Just keep going, doing your best. That's right, keep going. That's right. Keep going. good. So now go ahead and dissolve that meditation. And now, so we've been kind of practicing recognizing the suffering of others and then giving them support. So now see yourself applying this in daily life, but really from a place of, I don't know how to say this, it's like a desire of really wanting to help, not a sense of obligation. So see yourself just being able to be with others suffering more completely, in a more present way. Go ahead and do that now. There you are, you're seeing the suffering of others. And then as you're seeing their suffering, see how like, oh yeah, in many ways, it's just the same for me. I totally get this. I totally get how you could see it this way and why you would be upset. See how you're so open to that. And now see yourself soothing the other. Really wanting them to feel better. Now, see how this will not always be possible. Sometimes you'll be in a bad mood. Sometimes you'll be distracted. And really allow for that as well. See if you can accept how sometimes you can't live up to this. Okay, good. Now we'll wrap up the meditation in just a moment. But so now imagine that you step out of the meditation and now you look back. What was this like? What did you learn? Good. Now I'll count from 5 to 1, and when I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room, settled in the experience, and also we'll dedicate the merit. So may this meditation that we just did, may it work through us in such a way that others benefit.